Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Monday morning, last Monday in the month of February, Monday, February 27th, 2023. 16 minutes past the hour and only 2 days left in the month of February. Can you believe that? The month of February is almost done. And again, I'm knocking on wood here, but we had the major snow event back, the day before Christmas Eve. I don't think we had really much snow to speak of in January. Doesn't look like we're going to have much snow to speak of in February. I guess we'll see what Mother Nature brings in March, but so far, not too bad at all. And it's going to be interesting because, of course, Bob Welch was here on Groundhog Day. And I believe he's coming back on Friday the 17th of March for St. Patrick's Day. And we're going to do something in regard to St. Patrick's Day, looking back on the prediction made by Warren Groundhog Harding that we would have 6 more weeks of winter. Well, right now, I don't think we did have 6 more weeks of winter. Now, we could get hit with something in the next 3 weeks here in March, but who knows? And I don't know what kind of pizza we're going to have on St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if it'll be a green pizza or what it'll be, but I'm sure that'll all take shape as we head toward the big St. Patrick's Day holiday on March the 17th. All right. Well, as many of you know, Friday was my birthday, and I had a really good birthday. And I want to thank some people who did some things while I was on the air, but also some people who did some things after I was off the air on Friday, and also on Saturday. On Friday, a lot of people called in and said happy birthday to me on the air, and I really do appreciate that. Sam Donaldson called in, Park Overall called in, and I thank both of them for doing that. Also, want to thank Ted Jolliffe, who very nicely went over to Stewart's Root Beer and got me a large diet Stewart's Root Beer and curly fries and a chicken sandwich. I enjoyed those when I got off the air on Friday and was able to have lunch. Also want to thank Phyllis and Larry Shirk. Larry delivered the best lemon pie in the world that Phyllis makes. And Phyllis was nice enough to get up early on Friday morning and make that, and also sent over a very, very, very nice birthday card. So I thank Phyllis and Larry for doing that. Then after I left the station on Friday, I went to the school and found that somebody had made, it was kind of a dump cake cobbler type of thing, blueberry dump cake cobbler. And as I said, my favorite things are carrot cake, anything made with blueberries, or anything made with lemons. So I really got them all on Friday. There was a blueberry cobbler at the school, as well as Fruity Pebble Rice Krispie Treats, which were very nice. Oh, and I should mention that I started the morning on Friday, went into the station, and found a card and a carrot cake cupcake. Courtesy of Angie, and I thank her for that. Then, on Friday night, I was really hungry for some fish. I had not had any fish in a long time. So I went to dinner at Red Lobster on Friday night, had a very nice fish dinner with Angie, came back home. She had gotten me some very nice gifts, which I appreciated, things that I needed. And then on Saturday, ended up going to Sunbury with Angie and Jeannie, and we had lunch at Cracker Barrel, which was great. You know, Cracker Barrel seems to be having an employee issue right now, and that's going around all over the place. But, you know, they did the best they could, and the food was good. So it was fun at Cracker Barrel on Sunday or Saturday with Jeannie and Angie. Then we stopped at a couple of the Goodwills thrift stores over in Polaris and Delaware. And actually, I think everybody found some stuff. I found a record, an Edward R. Murrow record from 1945, in which he's doing some of his best broadcasts. I love stuff like that. You know, I'm not so much into music records, but boy, I love those old Edward R. Murrow or comedy albums or things of that nature. So that was a great find down at the Polaris Goodwill. And I also found a record in regard to Yogi Bear, the first Yogi Bear soundtrack off of television. Found that record, and I think Jeannie and Angie found some nice things as well. And that night, we came back to Marion, and I had all these desserts left that I couldn't possibly eat, so we got the desserts, and we took them down to Jeannie's house, and we all shared them and had dessert. And it was a really, really nice day. So that was, Saturday was great as well. So all's well that ends well with the birthday. It was a great birthday weekend, and weather was pretty nice all weekend for late February. So I thank everybody who did something or participated in something for my birthday. It was a great, great birthday, and not bad at all. Now, I got to tell you this. We went to Cracker Barrel, as I said, on Saturday. Now, Cracker Barrel has specialty sodas that you really can't get anywhere else. Now, there are two sodas there that are of particular interest to me. Now, one is called Birch Beer. Now, this is a special concoction soda that people in the Evers family have enjoyed for years. Angie's kids like it. Jeannie likes it, so we were able to get some Birch Beer on Saturday, which you cannot buy everywhere. And also the famous Moxie soda, the soda that Charlie Evers loves so much, and his grandkids, Natalie and Brandon, really enjoy this soda as well, so we were able to pick up some Moxie soda. And I actually got a Moxie soda for myself. Now, I don't know if I will ever drink this. I'll tell you the story on Moxie soda. For years, Charlie would talk about this Moxie soda and how it was just, he liked it, but nobody else liked it. So I got the impression in my mind that this was just horrible tasting stuff because he kept bringing up how nobody else liked this soda. So finally, one day, I did try the soda. I think Jeannie had brought some into the station. And I finally tried the soda. And to be honest with you, it was not that bad. I mean, it does taste a little bit like medicine. But a lot of sodas in those days were made as medicines. It really is not that bad. So I've got a bottle of Moxie soda, Moxie. I don't know if I'll drink it. But I do have a bottle of it. And it comes in the old bottle. And it's a very attractive bottle. Orange label and things of that nature. So if you're ever at the Cracker Barrel, it's only like $1.79. Get a bottle of Moxie soda. Give it a try. See if you like it. You might like it. Apparently, you find it on the East Coast more than anywhere else. And I actually have a trivia question later on this morning in regard to Moxie soda. So we're going to come up on that later on. Do want to bring up our friend again, Lee Dominey. I don't know what's going on there. You know, Lee has been with us for a long, long time and was listening via the internet. But I did get a call last week from Lee. I think it was Tuesday night that he had taken a fall at home. He didn't break anything, but he had taken a fall at home. And he was in Marion General at the time, but was going to be transported to a rehab facility for 20 days or something like that. And he did not have any way to listen to the station. So I just wanted to make the plea again. I don't know if Lee ever got a device. I don't know if anybody has a device that he could use while he's in the rehab center. because I know all these rehab centers have internet. So if he just had a tablet or a laptop, even an old one would work fine, as long as internet and Wi-Fi connection will come up on those, he'd be able to listen to us in those facilities. So Lee, if you're out there or anybody has an update on Lee, let me know. I haven't talked to him, I think, since Tuesday. Hopefully he did find a device, because a tablet would have worked fine. A laptop would have worked fine. They certainly don't have to be brand new to play TuneIn or the website where you can listen to this station. So, Lee, if you found a way to listen, because I know he was going to try, and I've also said this maybe two or three times last week, so I don't know if anybody ever found him a listening device while he is in the rehab facility, but if anybody has an update on that, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Also, if you do have something you could help him out and give him one, let us know. We could contact Lee, and I'm certainly sure we could get that over to him for his 20-day stay in the rehab facility, in which he hopefully is able to rehab his leg, and everything will be well, and he'll be able to go back home. Now, today's a big day in Marion. Now, we do got giveaways. You know, we got giveaways coming up, so don't fear that. Actually, a pretty good giveaway here this morning. But tonight's the big night. Well, see, I don't really know what's going to happen. But as we talked about last week, I'm going to kind of shrink this up into a small story. But what happened was Bill Collins, our former chief of police and current chief deputy sheriff, has decided to run for mayor. Well, he got on the ballot, and now a Democratic committee person here in Marion has decided to file a petition with the Board of Elections that Bill Collins should not be on the ballot because he's continuing in his position as chief deputy sheriff. The reasoning for this is, apparently there is a code in Ohio which states that if you have a financial, if you have a financial position in that job, that you should not be able to do this. And apparently Bill, in a Marion Star article back in January, said he did help with the finances at the sheriff's office. So that's why this petition has been filed. So today, they are going to have a meeting in regard to, it's a hearing is what they're calling it. They're going to have a hearing to see if Bill Collins can stay on the ballot. Now, I don't know if at the end of this hearing they will rule tonight to see if he'll stay on the ballot, or if they'll just take everything in the hearing into account and then make a decision at some other point. I don't know how that's going to happen. But I will say this, that I don't know who's going to be presenting tonight. I don't know if this Democratic committeeman gets up and presents his case. I don't know if Bill gets up and presents his case. I don't know if Ray Grogan, our prosecutor, because Ray is the one who gave Bill the advice that he could run for office and still be deputy sheriff. I don't know if he has to get up and say anything tonight. I don't know if the other people running for mayor, Sue McGowan and Glenn Coble, I don't know if they'll be there. I don't know at this point, but I do know that this hearing is set for tonight. And I don't know if the sheriff will have to say anything because the sheriff is Bill's superior. I don't know, but this might be one of the most interesting meetings in the history of Marion, because if Bill is taken off the ballot, all you have left is Sue McGowan and Glenn Coble, because the deadline to get on the ballot has already passed. So there would be no way for somebody else to get on the ballot before the May primary or the November election. So I don't know what's going to happen. Now, if they let him stay on the ballot, I guess that will be that and life will go on. But my impression would probably be, if they try to take him off the ballot, the Republican Party in Marion is not going to be very happy with that. And I don't think the story stopped there. So I'm not sure how tonight's going to go. And I'm not really sure who will show up at this hearing. I imagine we would see a lot of people there. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. Do you think Bill Collins should be allowed to stay on the ballot? Or do you think there should be something worked out where he could continue? I don't know. It's confusing because if he is taken off the ballot, I guess the theory is he could run as a write-in candidate, but as we have talked about before, write-in candidates do not do very well in any election because it's hard to get somebody written in. And even if the Republicans wanted to put somebody else out there, I don't know if they would really have time. And write-in candidates, as I say, do not do very well. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, how do all these other people run? Mayor Sirtu ran, and he was in office, didn't he?
Right,
and
but
he went of a day. I think he went to a lot of stuff of a day. So everybody that runs for office has a job because they have to keep working.
Well, it's not having a job. You're allowed to have a job. It's a job in which you are working for the city, county, or state.
He can fix that easily.
Well, he'd have to quit his job.
No, he could take a leave of absence.
Well, I think that would not be allowed.
Well, if he's not in at the place doing the business, I don't know why not.
Well, let me tell you, so I get it exactly right here, why they are protesting this. Because here's the law.
Yeah, I know Mr. Grogan said it's allowed.
Right.
And I mean, you're not allowed to do it on your job time. Only on your own time are you allowed to see Mayor Sirtu. I know he was doing a lot of things, and it was of a day. I mean, all his things weren't of a night. Because he'd travel here, he was traveling all over.
Well,
I don't know why one would be different than the other.
Well, here's,
if he's not in the office doing his job in Collins, well, I don't know.
Well, here's why. Here's what the whole thing's about. The reason they feel that he is violating a rule is because he's currently employed as chief deputy of the Marion County Sheriff's Office, a position he was appointed to in 2021 after Matt Bales was elected to serve as sheriff. Now, the rule that they feel he's in violation of is that it's a belief that Collins' position as chief deputy is considered a classified position within the state of Ohio. Therefore, Chief Deputy Collins is not eligible to run for mayor of Marion. And this is where it all comes from. As part of his protest, Dunstan, who filed the protest, cites a 2015 opinion by then Attorney General Mike DeWine, which states, in part, whether a deputy sheriff continues a classified or unclassified employment depends on the particular duties assigned to the deputy and whether the deputy holds a fiduciary relationship to the county sheriff. Holding a fiduciary responsibility involves something more than the ordinary employer-employee relationship and connotates special confidence and trust, thereby resulting in a superior position within the department. And apparently, Chief Collins in the Star said that he had... what did he say here? Where is it here? He said Marion County Sheriff's Office does not have a specific job description for deputy sheriff, which Matt Bales confirmed to the Star. But on January 6th from the Star, Bill Collins said in the interview that in his role as chief deputy at the sheriff's office, he has been involved in helping to manage the budget, which would be a fiduciary responsibility, which Mayor Sirtu did not have on city council or as a teacher. And
yeah,
was,
I wondered how, you know, a lot of people that run that, but when Grogan, if Grogan didn't know, but he'll probably get in the mayor, so I imagine he'll just quit that please. Don't you think?
Well, if he got mayor, but now the question is, will he be able to run for mayor? Because now he's admitted that he had a fiduciary duty, and the Attorney General back in 2015 said any deputy sheriff that has a fiduciary duty cannot be on the ballot. So that's well, what they, this is all about.
Yeah, they could probably kind of amend that, but with the police, and I mean, he's Marion, he knows everybody, so I kind of think, you know, that. But I just want to tell you, did you see the news this weekend about Kavanaugh, the one that was the Supreme Court judge?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, that one that accused him of rape that lady?
Right.
They got her. They said that she admitted, she's a history professor in Kentucky. She admitted she's never met him. So I don't know what they're going to do with her. They should send her to prison a few years and maybe to put a stop to it. And the other lady that accused him of something, they proved that she didn't do what she was supposed to do. The one's name was Judy something, and the other one, I forget. If she didn't and caused all that raucous, you know, that raucous stuff and lying, and that's what politics is. They need to start telling you, we catch you in something, you're not going to run for office for 5 or 10 years. They almost ruined his life. I don't know his wife, if she was about ready to divorce him or what. And it's stupid doing this stuff to people just to get in an office.
Well, I'll tell you why this has turned into such a big deal here in Marion. It's because, obviously, if you've been the chief of police and you are currently working as chief deputy sheriff, that's a very high-profile position. I mean, you see Bill Collins all over town. When you're the chief deputy, that's what you do. And I think the fear is that he's getting an upper hand by being at these events and by still working this job that Glenn Coble and Sue Jacobs do not have, or somebody on city council would not have.
You mean that McGowan lady? Is she the one? Or?
Well, she's running again, and so is Glenn, yeah.
Oh, but I think he's been policeman his whole life, and I think he'll... Rogan said it was okay, and they probably won't do anything until he has to quit. Or I don't know what they'll do, but I'll say he'll probably quit the police and go for mayor, because I don't know how old he is.
Well,
I mean, I saw his picture, but I don't know if I've ever seen him around town or anything.
Well, see, I don't know if Grogan will have the top say in this. I think the Board of Elections will have the top say, and I think that's...
Yeah, they will, but Grogan already in the paper had a write-up that he could do that. He could do both. So if they say he can't, Grogan told him it wasn't any of his fault. So I look for him to quit the police department and just go for mayor.
Well, see, I think one of the problems is that Grogan stated that Collins is an unclassified civil servant. And that's what it all comes down to. And this other guy is saying, no, he's classified because he has a fiduciary duty. And he did, in the paper, admit that he had helped with the budget. Now, I don't know if Grogan knew at the time that he was helping with the budget. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not his fault. It's not Collins' fault. So they'll have to, you know, see it out. And then, of course, you shouldn't penalize him. He's just going on what people tell him. You know,
yeah, but
like lawyers,
you know,
they ought to know.
Well, I'll tell you, though, they I don't think that would hold up, to be honest with you. Because if Grogan gave him bad advice, that would be on Grogan. But it's still going to take Collins off the ballot. Because... you can't just say, well, that person told me. I mean, because they're going to say, well, you should have got another opinion. You should have called the state. You could have called the Attorney General's office, because that's where the ruling came from.
Yeah, because you could call it, do it, you know, somebody tells you, and if Grogan wouldn't know, that's the main one, or ask the judge, and where are you going to go? Call everybody in the state to find out? You go ask a person or two, and Grogan really should have known. So,
well, I think you'd call the... If you were running for office, probably the Attorney General or the Secretary of State is who you should call. Or the Board of Elections. You could talk to the Board of Elections and see what they think.
What are they thinking? If he's working for police, is he out ticketing people that he'd let them off or something? Or what are they thinking?
No. What they're saying is that if you hold a position of such high profile and you are involved in making... monetary decisions, that gives you an unfair upper hand in an election over people who do not have that. And
well, what does he have? What does he have the doing with funds?
I'll give you an example. When he retired from the police department, he retired, he was not allowed to campaign for anybody because that was a classified position in the state of Ohio. Well,
so if he wanted to campaign for Mayor Stutzer, he couldn't while he was working as a policeman.
No, and I don't think so. And I don't think he would be allowed to do anything with Matt Bales. It's a sticky situation, but I do remember there was...
taking away his rights just because he has a police job or something. If he's not doing anything illegally, that's what I'm saying and stuff. But I don't know. I guess they'll work it out, but I don't see as long as he is a defense, I don't know what he's over, if it's for the people or the police. And if he's not an honest man that could do the funds, you wouldn't want him for mayor.
Well, right, but we have these rules in the state.
Yeah, I know, but it's silly. I mean,
well,
I mean, because Mayor Stutzer, he was campaigning a lot last year. Who handled the mayor's place when he was going to all these? When he ran for the treasurer, he had to be out there a lot. He was handling his job, whether he, because of financial or not. He's the mayor. He has to be there every day.
Well, yeah, and he was allowed.
You know what I mean?
And he was allowed to continue on as mayor, I believe, because when you run for state office, there's a whole different set of rules. I don't think that whole classified position falls into that. And also, one of the problems is we don't elect the deputy sheriff. Bill Collins did not run to become deputy sheriff; he was appointed to that position. So that's another thing. If you're elected to a position, that's different than being appointed to a position because he's an employee. Mayor Stutzer is elected to his position. I don't think he's considered an employee.
But I thought people like the mayor and stuff, you know, who was that? Was that Kasich, one of them? When he was governor, he was running for something. He wasn't here half the time, and they were having a fit about it.
Well, he was elected. You know, again, when you're elected to the position.
That's what I said. Kasich, they about had a fit of him. What was he running for, the Senate, Congress or something?
President.
Because he wasn't here, you know, taking care of his duties. Kasich wanted to run for an office, he's governor. Quit your governor job and run for that. It should be for everybody, I think. But I guess they'll work it out.
Well, it comes back to we just saw the story with Feliciano, who's the 4th Ward councilman. He did not have the petitions right, the names right on the petition.
Oh, I know.
So he's off
he
the ballot.
He had a lot of things that he didn't have right. He didn't have dates right. It wasn't one thing. He didn't have 3 or 4 things or something wasn't right. And I don't know who filled his stuff out because it made his 3rd term, I think it'll be. So he's done it, you know, before.
Right.
But I guess they'll work it out. But I was going to tell you, Scott, I went and got a pizza.
Oh, how'd they go? Pizza. Yeah. How was Neighbors?
Well, I talked to him. The one guy, I don't get their names, but he said he knows you. He talks to you and stuff. He says he listens to the radio station some. And he, what else was it? And I couldn't believe all these places they deliver. I think they deliver up at Moore. Was it Grandview and several places? And it was good, but my son likes that, Pizza Hut. And then when couple of us from work for about 15 years or so, we'd meet practically every Saturday, sometimes Sunday, at Donato's. So I kind of got used to that. But, you know, we don't eat pizza that much and stuff. But, yes, and then I'll go back because, you know, it's free, and I don't know how busy he is, you know, because free, I'd, you know, like to give him some business, so I'll do that.
Well, good. That's what we hope. We hope if we give people a free pizza that they'll go back, or maybe they'll get something else while they're there, and that'll help their business.
I did that with Sansoda's, you know, because over the years, Sansoda's and I think another place, because we don't eat out at, you know, a lot of those places. So I would go back because it's free, you know, and stuff, and, you know, didn't have to pay for it, but, and everything, but they were very nice.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Now, that was another question I was going to ask. If you do have an opinion on the Bill Collins situation, feel free to call in. 740-751-4038. But the other question is, we gave a lot of pizzas away last week. We gave 5 large pizzas to Neighbor's Pizza away. We gave 3 root beer floats away to Stewart's. Did anybody go over and pick them up? How were they? I believe our winners last week for the pizzas, and remember the number 740-751-4038. I believe our 5 pizza winners were Sarah and Judy and Trish and Ted Jolliffe won a pizza on Friday, and Mary. So Mary, Ted, Sarah, Trish, if any of you are out there and went over and got your pizza this weekend from Neighbor's Pizza, call in and let us know how it was. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Sounds like a good report from Judy so far. And as far as our root beer floats went, I believe those went to Charlene and Mary and who was our third float winner? Charlene and Mary. Ryan, I believe, was our third float winner. So Charlene, Mary, and Ryan. If anybody got over and got their root beer float this weekend, or if anybody got their Neighbor's Pizza this weekend, let us know how it was. Give us a buzz here. 740-751-4038. We love to know how those things turn out. All right. And again, if you have a comment on the big hearing tonight by the Board of Elections in regard to Bill Collins, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Which, again, I guess people could say that's political, but the ramifications of how that's going to turn out are really going to mean something to the city of Marion for quite a while. And I don't know if the decision will be made tonight. I'm not sure how that works. I'm not sure if it's just something where they have a hearing and then they decide later. I'm not really sure how that goes tonight. But I would guess that the hearing will be rather animated, because I'm sure the Republicans do not want him off the ballot, and clearly the Democrats do. So, there you go. I don't remember anything like this happening for quite a while. Okay, so, we had all the fun. Well, I say I had all the birthday fun. Had fun on Saturday doing all the things that we went out and did. Talked about Lee here this morning. Talked about Bill Collins. And again, we would love to hear from anybody. Judy went out and got her pizza. Glad to hear that. Oh, do want to let everybody know that Adam, the computer guy, will be on when I'm off the air this morning at 10:15 a.m. with a new program with Dr. Feynman. So listen to that. Now, outside of that, I guess I can talk about our new giveaway here today. Now, everybody loves the Del Taco. Who doesn't love the Del Taco? Well, this morning, we have a Del Taco $10 gift card. Now, the way we're, and we've also got a Del Taco hat, a beanie hat. Now, here's how we're going to have to do this. We'll probably give those away separately, but you would have to pick those up on Friday. Because now, if I'm going to be at the studio any sooner, I would tell you, and you can pick them up then. But you will have to pick up your winnings on Friday. I'll be there between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Friday at this point. But we've got a $10 gift card to Del Taco, and we've also got a Del Taco beanie. So, which is one of those beanie hats that a lot of people like to wear. And I think they're very popular. So, what we're going to do here is we're going to do it like we did the pizza last week and the root beer float last week. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little family feud, but I'm going to open up with a trivia question before we get to the family feud because of the things I did this past weekend. Now, this is where I'm coming back to the Moxie Soda. Now, Moxie Soda was very big on the East Coast. I think still is very big on the East Coast. Does anybody know, now this is to get into the competition for the $10 gift certificate to Del Taco or the Del Taco beanie hat, what president, which president, we're still in the presidential month, which president was a big fan of Moxie Soda? Which president was a big fan of Moxie Soda? Now, this will take a real historian to get this one. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Which president was a big fan of Moxie Soda? And then once we get this question, we're going to go into some Family Feud questions here, because I have some Family Feud questions that kind of revolve around tacos. And if they don't revolve around tacos, they certainly revolve around the food industry, which that'll be fun, because we're giving away Del Taco gift certificates here. $10 gift certificate, as well as a Del Taco beanie hat. And again, you can enter as many times as you like. We're going to draw the winner right before 10 o'clock this morning. So, first question here. What president was a huge fan of Moxie Soda? Moxie Soda. I'm sure we've said this on the station before, but we'll see if anybody can come up with it. 740-751-4038. This is for the first entrant in to the competition today. You'll get an entry into the competition if you can tell me what president, which president was a big fan of Moxie Soda. 740-751-4038. So you've got, what, 46 presidents to choose from to figure out which one was a big fan of Moxie Soda. All right. Well, maybe the person calling here knows the answer. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hi, is it?
Who's that?
Is it Calvin Cooley?
Calvin, absolutely. Do you remember the famous line he said when it came to that?
Oh, shoot. I probably do if my memory was working this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, now I don't know if he really said it or not back in those days, but the story goes that when he found out President Harding had died, because he was President Harding's vice president, that he said something like, "Oh my goodness, where's my Moxie?"
Yes.
So it's, Calvin Coolidge. Well, hey, thanks for calling in.
You bet.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, we got it. It was. And we've got an entry into our Del Taco competition here. I believe that was Pat. Yeah, Pat, you're into the Del Taco competition here. $10 gift certificate to Del Taco and a... Or maybe a Del Taco hat. Those beanies are nice. We're still in winter here. So we've got Pat in, and we're going to add some more people as long as we go on this morning. Okay, well, let's get to our first Family Feud question here, I guess. This should not be that difficult. We should be able to rush right through this, I would imagine, before the hours even up here. Okay, there were only four answers to the first question here. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. Now, that's the category, and there are four answers. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. Go ahead, caller. What's that, meat?
Like yep. The hamburger, whatever, chicken, whatever they put.
Meat's number one. Thank you. Meat is number one on our list today. Now, remember, let's try not to jam the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
The meat.
Oh, we just got the meat.
Oh, darn.
I know. We just got the meat. Oh, Brinley. Brinley's out there listening with her grandmother this morning. Our youngest listener, Brinley, on her way to school, said meat as well. Everybody says meat here this morning. Thank you, Brinley. Yes, meat is number one on the list. So we still have more answers here. Well, if I can get back to the question. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. Meat. Still three others to go. Three other items. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. Got a $10 gift certificate to Del Taco and a Del Taco beanie that we're going to give away today at, right before 10 o'clock here this morning. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try cheese.
Cheese. Absolutely. Number two on the list. You got it. Cheese comes up at number two on the list. Now, Brinley gave us a list here via the internet. Let me see if that... Let's see. What did she say here? She said... Well, I'll tell you. I won't give it out here, but Brinley, your answer is on the list. Your answer is number four on the list. So you've definitely got your thinking cap on this morning. So the two answers we have given over the air so far are meat and cheese. But there are two answers left to go. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. Meat and cheese are one and two. And the last two, well, Brinley got one of them, but I'm not going to say it on the air as of yet. Till somebody calls in with it. 740-751-4038. And remember, we'll be doing this up through 10 o'clock this morning when we draw for our $10 winner to Del Taco. $10 gift certificate to Del Taco or a Del Taco beanie hat. Now, again, we do want to hear from the people. Did you make it over to Neighbor's Pizza, our winners who went to Neighbor's Pizza, hopefully this past weekend? Or did you make it over to Stewart's Root Beer to get your root beer float? I know we've got Ryan and Mary and Charlene and Ted Jolliffe and Trish. I think all were winners last week. And Sarah, when it came to our big competitions with pizza and... root beer floats. So if any of you want to give a report back on how the pizza was or how the root beer floats were, let me know. We always like to hear back from those experiences. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 59 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And don't forget the question going right now. Name an ingredient that tacos would be no good without. Meat was number one, cheese was number two, but there are still two other answers. Now, we're not going to do the drawing till 9:59 this morning, so we still got a little bit of a way to go here. So far, we've got Pat and Judy. Pat is in the competition once, and Judy is in twice. You can enter as many times as you like. We started off this morning by learning that Calvin Coolidge was the president who liked his moxie. And we've found out so far that meat and cheese would make a taco, if they were missing, no good. Hey, we're going to be back in 15 minutes. Think on it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.